Bode. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Woo! Good morning, everyone. Up and about for your Wednesday. Happy hump day. How's everyone feeling today? Ari, you first.
Oh, a little bit stressed and dishevelled, but nearly had an accident on the way to work, so that's not good.
Everything okay?
Oh, I nearly hit two wallabies, so that wasn't good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were just bouncing on the road in Cameron Park, and I had to literally slam on the brakes, and I'm like, oh, no, this could have happened in Canberra when I was living there, but no, had to happen in Cameron Park.
Well, there you go. Both places start with C.
I'm sure you had right of way as well. Unbelievable. Yeah. Cutting you off these bloody wallabies.
They were probably young and, like, you know how, like, Eshays never have respect for the road rules.
But they were so kind and they just saw the lights and they're just, like, hopping away. They're like, okay, we'll give way to you. Sorry.
That's nice. How about yourself, Stephen? Ready to go for today?
I'm also stressed and dishevelled. to quote a great announcer one time. Oh, unbelievably in all kinds of dramas this morning. I dropped, how's this, getting ready for work, dropped my smoothie cup, shattered all over the carpet. Oh. Hey, my smoothie all over it this morning. I've cleaned it up enough, I think, so I shouldn't be in trouble when I get home.
Somebody will smell it.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, you're like in the process of moving, there goes your bond, all that stuff.
Oh, it's drama central at the moment.
Dear.
So,
oh dear, indeed.
Yeah, I'm feeling it as well. Crevo, surely you're lifting the team.
Wow, I had a very lucky day yesterday.
Right.
So, obviously in the heat, mm-hmm. After work at the shop, I drove to Merriweather for a swim,
which was
stunning. I went beach over baths. When I went from to grab my towel to the showers at the just at the beach there, mm-hmm. in between, lost my key.
No,
it was just solitary car key, right, that I'd unclipped from my key ring. Just gone, walking backwards and forwards, retracing my steps.
Oh my God.
Some citizen had put it on a little ledge just like in between the where I dropped it, and there it was, just covered in sand. So thank you, dear angel of Merriweather, whoever you are.
Wow.
I cannot thank you enough. Unbelievable.
That would have been a disaster.
Indeed.
Oh, how are you this morning, Jess?
I'm neither stressed nor dishevelled.
Oh, well, that's a win. Yeah,
you're winning, Jess.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, well, one of us is calm and ready to go.
Yay.
For today.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And make sure you run, don't walk, all right?
Indeed.
New FM's giving tree has been erected once again. The level 2 Westfield Qatar. It's outside, the front of Angerson Coop, basically, where it is every single year.
The tree looks spectacular.
Sparkles in front of sparkles, apparently.
There you go. I mean, we're not
sparkle on.
Not a competition. We're not trying to out-sparkle each other, but we are getting in the festive season. So if you see the giving tree there, up on level 2, you're going about your busy shopping day, just drop something in there. There's a little barrier of which you can drop presents in and leave them in unwrapped, and then we can distribute them out to people who, I guess, need them this time of year.
Because then Christmas morning, someone's unwrapping that gift of yours and the big smile on their face, and you can just think, what a great thing to do. It's all in conjunction with the Samaritans as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
And it just makes everyone's Christmas a bit more special.
Now, I think Lego's a winner for young and old.
Definitely.
I think everyone loves Lego, but if you're struggling for ideas of what you should put there, you can head to newfm.com.au and we've got a whole list basically of different ideas for different ages and demographics and all that kind of stuff. So you head there, you just pick something off the list, go, that sounds good, I'll grab that. It's half price at, I don't know, Kmart at the moment.
Perfect.
Chuck
happy
it
days.
In there. Happy days, yeah.
Mm. So get in amongst it, help everyone out and make everyone's Christmas around Newcastle a little bit better. That's the goal.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, the kiddies, they're wrapping up and they're doing their uni preferences.
They sure are. So there's been a whole lot of graduations this week at the University of Newcastle. Everyone wrapping up their final year of study, which is the best feeling in the entire world, I can say,
the
from experience.
Relief before Chrissy. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Exactly. And even more relief for kids who are getting their ATARs back tomorrow. What day is it? Wednesday. Tomorrow they get their ATARs. So
it's that time of year.
It's that time of year. It's been a long month of just waiting and I guess, hoping you get the ATAR that you need, or, of course, there's other options. It doesn't all lie on that. Mm-hmm. Also, the uni has ranked in the top five across the state for the most preferred by students who are possibly getting their ATAR tomorrow, who are looking for a uni to go to. Just under 5,500 applicants put the University of Newcastle as their first choice.
That's so insane.
Very popular. Why wouldn't they? It's the best place to live. I agree.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right, and some East Maitland dancers are on their way to the US next year, Jess.
Yeah, so Attitude Dance Centre at East Maitland, they're very successful when it comes to getting over to the United States for the World Championships, and their junior team, which is kids aged between 14 and 16, they just came back from the Australian All-Star Cheerleading Foundation National Comp in Melbourne.
Ooh.
And they won four first places and were the runner-up in five other events, and it was good enough for them to make it over and qualify for the World Championships over in Florida. So they're going to be heading over in April next year. It's the third year that Attitude Dancers qualified to go over, but this is the youngest team that they've ever taken over, which is really exciting.
That's insane. How good are these dancers? And where can we go watch them?
Yeah, be greedy. Share it around. Give someone else a go. Do you know what style of dance they're like participating in? Because I'm just imagining like the Step Up movies.
Yes.
Basically in my head. I'm imagining it's like bucketing down in the rain. They're getting the, you know, popping and rocking and all that kind of stuff.
I just imagine Bring It On.
Oh, is that what you imagine?
There's a bit of a mix.
There are. Yeah. I know you were a dancer growing up.
I was.
Jess, did you partake?
No, thanks. Nah. Not a chance.
Why not? I believe you got some rhythm.
Oh, my mum was always like, I don't believe it either. You want to do ballet? You want to do dancing? No. No, thanks.
What style did you do then, Ari?
Tap, jazz, hip-hop, contemporary, ballet, name it. Well, I've done it.
If you're on that squad, go to the States. I'd be quaking in me boots. That's all I'd say. Creevo, you made it no secret on this show that you're a bit of a foodie.
Absolutely. Love it.
And Ari, you're of Italian heritage, right?
I am Italian. Yes.
So the two of you would understand, as well as anyone, the importance and the value of good quality extra virgin olive oil.
Of course.
Oh, it's a cornerstone of many dishes.
If it's not in your pantry, you're not doing life right.
Well, there you go. You've heard it from two people who are self-proclaimed experts. But they're not the only ones who, I guess, have found the value in this. Mm-hmm. So have you gangsters and mobsters. And I feel a bit gangster saying that. So, basically, we're going to Europe for this story, and they're cashing in on what they're calling liquid gold, essentially extra virgin olive oil.
Right.
What they're doing is they're substituting extra virgin olive oil for like sunflower or canola oil, like lower, lesser quality oils, mm-hmm. and still selling it for like $70 a litre.
Oh, because the...
What?
Yeah, the really good stuff is, you know, first pressing and, like, from these certain regions is extremely valuable.
So, they reckon, like, $45 US a litre or something like that, which is, converts to about $70 Australian a litre. Oh, pretty extortionate, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. And then especially if they're just getting, like, you know, the $2 bottle of sunflower oil from Woolies and then tipping it into the fancy bottle with the wax seal and everything.
But also with olive oil, though, it tastes completely different. The colour's slightly, less similar. So I think that if people are buying this stuff and thinking it's olive oil, they need to have a closer look.
Well, I mean, they have done some stuff to try and counter this colour difference. So they're not just doing the classic pour it into a different bottle and hope for the best.
Oh.
What they are doing, and this is from Europol officers, they're saying they're using like chlorophyll and beta carotene to give the fraudulent oil its like traditional hues to make it look like extra virgin olive oil. They've got it in the lab. It's not as simple as pouring like water into your dad's vodka bottle when you're like 16, right? It's a bit more science is going into it than this.
And this is the thing as well, right? When you have really high-end food, the types of people that eat that, say that $70 bottle of olive oil or whatever it is, they wouldn't want to admit that it doesn't taste the legit, you know? It's like when you have a really fancy wine or people think it is, they go, oh, it's delicious.
Yeah. Even if they don't like it.
Even if they don't like it that much. Because those type of real fancy people, often they don't want to be seen as, you know, poo-pooing something like that.
That's it. It's like no one likes blue cheese, right? That's fraudulent. It's bloody mould on your cheese. That's, I hear exactly what you're saying, Crevo. I just think there's room in the market for like a Breaking Bad, Narcos type documentary on these gangsters.
Netflix can secure a deal.
There you go. Netflix, if you're listening, we're doing your job for you. Yeah. We should be on the payroll, really.
In fact, yeah, give us a cut. I think that Netflix making too much money. Some for us, please.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
All right, first chance to win, nice and early. Here we go. And we've got the Christmas hampers up for grabs.
Come on.
The amazing pudding, all thanks to Pudding Lane.
Larry's like, it is too early for this kind of energy.
Oh, you should just see Stephen just carrying on like a reckless chook over here. It's ridiculous.
A reckless chook. Yeah. I like that. Hey, if you want to win a Christmas hamper, this is your chance. 4965 4105.
4967 4105. That's the one. The number we're looking for.
I was so distracted. What I've got here actually is an example for you guys to play.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, I'm on all this.
Right.
Okay.
So if you haven't heard the game, this is a little sample, right? Basketball, soccer ball, ping pong ball.
Ari!
Yeah, Ari was quickest.
Wait.
Stephen!
Stephen, yeah, what is
They're
it?
They're balls.
Yeah, correct.
I was just like, you know, is it sport? But it's not sport.
Nope. There we go. So, Stephen.
If you're in the car, absolutely head in hands, go, these guys are idiots. I could do that.
Yeah.
Here's your cue to call. Indeed. Prove you can do it.
First of all, we've got our runner-up from yesterday, Barbara in East Seam. Hey, Barb, how you going?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Now, East Seam, I'm not really familiar with it. Is it better than the West?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like the fancier bit, isn't it? Yeah, that's a knowing laugh, isn't it? But if you know, you know.
I just feel like, I mean, you're trying to do a bit of small talk here, but your relationship with Barb is still a little bit tainted after the lying accusations from yesterday.
That
so
is true.
We'll chuck a couple Band-Aids over it. Fingers crossed we can repair this relationship.
Oh, off to East Seam. Yes, lovely. It's much fancier than West Seam.
All right. Well, up against Barb. In Cardiff South, we do have Matt. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? And I'm in the better part of Cardiff as well.
Hanging out. Firing. Oh, Cardiff South, much fancier than Cardiff North.
That's correct.
Oh, okay,
well, it's Battle of the Fancies this morning.
Most certainly is. Now, the scoring is first to two, best of three. You've got to remember that, guys. Also, you got to remember your name is your buzzer. So, Barb, you know what you're doing. You go first.
Barb.
Lovely. Yeah. Matt, you're next.
Matt.
Perfect. Technology seems to be working.
Yeah.
Over to you, Quizmaster Ari. Take it away.
All right, you two. The first one is Jack Russell, Pug and Doberman.
Matt.
Matt.
Yeah, I think Matt started first.
Sorry about Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, they're dogs.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
You are correct.
Okay, same with confidence. That was too easy. All right. Second round. Here we go. Multigrain, baguette, sourdough.
Matt.
Barb
in quicker.
Oh, she's got it. She's got it. Okay.
One apiece, which means we get this going. Everything to play for. Pudding Lane, $92 value. Bottles of wine times two. Unspecified value. This is what you want, the Christmas hamper. All right, guys. Remember, your name is your buzzer. Don't yell out with the answer.
Okay, here we go. Lego, Barbies and Hot Wheels.
Matt was quickest.
Okay.
They're toy brands.
That's it.
You've done it. Now, Barb, as our second day runner-up, do you want to have another go tomorrow?
Can't you just give me the hamper?
No, that's not how it works.
I'd say that too.
Do you want to have another go tomorrow?
No, this is not a hostage situation. No one is forcing you, Barb.
You don't have to.
It's already fancy enough at East Seam. She doesn't need our pudding. Come on, don't worry about it.
All right, we'll come back to that whole situation. I feel like Barb is undecided. Well done, of course, to Matt, you know, representing Cardiff South.
Now, according, guys, to the Chinese lunar calendar, I suppose, 2023 is the year of the rabbit, right?
Oh, the cute little rabbits.
But
I think that's my year.
Is it?
Mm.
There you go. If you ask me, though, 2023 is the year of Barbie. Undoubtedly been absolutely everywhere this year. I mean, Barbie was a finalist for Time Person of the Year, nominated for a Golden Globe, nominated for a Grammy. And now, if I can get a Jesse in from the newsroom as well.
Hey.
Barbie has been listed in the top 100 on Forbes' list of most powerful women. Surely to you, Ari, and to you, Jess, that has got to be a slap in the face, doesn't it?
Wait. So are we talking about Barbies in Margot Robbie Barbie, or are we talking about the Barbie, the actual plastic doll?
Like Barbie as like a concept of Barbie,
so
I suppose. So like the doll, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So just to clarify, what? Is it everyone else on the list actual real women?
Real people.
Right. Does feel unfair.
It's a bit like Barbie is like an idea. Like I get it as like an idea and a thing, but she can't accept the award. Not
yes,
real.
That's right.
No, well, that's it. Like both you two are like powerful women in your own right, you know, and like
you.
Smart, strong, and independent.
Stop it!
Gets shit absolutely everywhere on this show. Don't worry, I know where my bread is buttered. Yeah. But, like, surely you're thinking, I could sneak into that 100 over Barbie, right?
Why have I been bested by a plastic doll? It doesn't seem right. It doesn't.
Yeah,
Something weird about it, isn't it?
You know what it is, though? Like, my excuse to everything, I say this to everyone, Jess, you can be the same as me because we have the exact same background, nearly. It's like, well, does Barbie have a degree? We have a degree. A real one?
Yeah.
We've got the papers to prove it. Does Barbie have a degree? I don't know. Probably not. We've actually worked hard. Barbie has, because she can't. She's a doll.
Has anyone seen the Barbie movie?
Yes.
Doesn't she have like a billion degrees? Isn't that the whole shtick that she can do whatever she wants?
Barbie can do anything.
I don't think she's actually studied, though, and put in the hours and, like, drunk the extra coffee and stayed up late to finish the assignments.
Those textbooks don't read themselves, I'll tell you that.
See, that feels unfair.
It does.
Yeah, well, life's unfair, unfortunately. I think you two are going to have to get used to it. But like I said... I was nice to you for a little bit. It felt weird, Jess. I do apologise. I was uncomfortable for everyone involved.
Indeed.
But like I said, Barbie's been named in the top 100 of Forbes' list most powerful women. Goes with finalists for Time Person of the Year, Golden Globe nominations, Grammy nominations. Barbie fever is still well and truly palpable, not only around Newcastle and the Hunter, but the globe alike.
Yeah, apparently. I think it's probably one of the most powerful ideas of the year. But yeah, having her in these lists with taking actual people's jobs feels a little bit like the AI vibes. What are they doing in here?
Yeah.
What's going on? And I don't like it.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos. New FM.
All right, so last night went for a little Lee's Kitchen dinner, the little Chinese situation.
Yum Cha.
It's the one in Mayfield just a Chinese restaurant, but it's by the same people. I don't know what they were doing with their, like, woks last night, but everything was so hot.
Oh,
it was extraordinary. I actually did we had one of the dishes was, like, eggplant with bits of capsicum in it, like a braised one.
Right.
So I had the sweet sticky sauce. I went for an early bit of capsicum. It was quite a chunky piece.
Yeah.
Had to spit it.
What actually drilled it back out?
It was too hot. The inside of my mouth now is like one big blister this morning.
Wait, do you mean heat or spicy?
Heat. Spice was fine.
Oh, I was going to say,
heat was out of control last night. I don't know. They must have had special
wok. Don't get the bloody sizzling Mongolian beef or whatever it is on the hot plate.
Heads up, or just give it 5 minutes is the top tip, because everything was scorching last night. I don't know what they were doing.
Indeed.
Anyway.
All right, let's talk about an Australian icon team. Let's talk about the meat raffle at your local.
Yes. Everybody loves them.
Oh, absolutely. Tis the season, isn't it? Like, particularly now as we move into December towards Christmas, a lot of people are thinking about that spread on Christmas Day.
That's it.
What are they going to include? What's going to be there? And a part of, I guess, that decision is dictated by what you can nab for free. At your local meat raffle.
Absolutely.
Indeed. It makes a big difference. If you can nab some big part of it for free at a meat raffle, and you can use the money for something else, something better, right?
Absolutely. And the best part about it is, like, meat raffle, you always buy your tickets with cash, which doesn't feel like real money, does it? You know?
Yeah,
you don't see the numbers go down in your accounts.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's free, no dramas. But there are some absolutely outrageous meat raffles knocking around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Is there?
Yeah, there's some absolute belters. I mean, my local was Club Charlestown, and they do like normally about eight to ten every like weekend day, so like Saturday, Sunday.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
And like sometimes you might win if you're lucky. My housemate won 3 2 weekends ago.
Three in a row?
Yeah, three on the same day.
Wow.
Just these tickets were just lucky.
That is very lucky.
Well, that's it. You can sort yourself out. But some of those ones we've seen, and this is going around on Newcastle Reddit, some of the meat raffles around Newcastle and Hunter, absolutely outrageous. How's this? The shorty apparently do 30 half legs of hams with a few full legs each week.
Whoa. 30 hams.
Like, where are they coming from? How are they getting so much supply?
I have no
butchers,
idea.
Probably. I want to give a shout out to the Town Hall Hotel in Waratah, because they do it week after week, and they are giving the money to Variety, I think it is.
Oh, nice.
What's cool is every week they give an update. They're like, oh, we've done $26,000 this year or whatever, and it's like, that is the local community helping out Variety, and you just hear it growing week after week through the year. So cool.
That is really cool. Yeah. Another one that's wicked is Swansea RSL. I don't know if you've seen this, guys. Apparently this Sunday, they've got 50 hams they're doing with their meat raffle.
50 hams
this Sunday.
I know where I'm going this Sunday.
Legit. You got to be a sniff, don't you? You got to be a chance. 50 hams knocking about. You're thinking, God,
if I can get one, happy days.
Well, you need's one. Don't worry about anything else.
Greedy Crevo.
That's it. Oh, thank you.
This is what I thought we'd do. I guess Newcastle helping out Novocastrians. 4967-4105. Where's the best meat raffle around Newcastle and the Hunter?
And it doesn't have to be the biggest one. Maybe it's just one you're, like, so lucky at. You know, you've won multiple times there.
Or a hidden gem, so not many people enter it. Therefore, your chances of winning, they skyrocket.
I love that. All right, 4967-4105. If you can hint us, give us a little clues around where the good meat raffles are, we can hook you up.
Well, that's it. I love how we, disguise this as we're helping out other Novocastrians. The three of us just want to know where the best meat raffles are. But for helping us out, like River said, we can help you out. We can get you on the nice list. So this puts you in the draw for $800 worth of toys, thanks to our friends at Casey's Toys. Absolutely unbelievable this festive season. A couple people have sent us some messages as well on the socials, at the Novos _. Apparently, Carrington Bolo, their meat raffle slaps. They do a Wednesday lamb raffle.
Oh, lamb.
Which is a little bit luxe, apparently.
Yeah.
New Lambton Wests, apparently, on Sunday have some pretty good ones, including one with pork belly on it.
Oh, yes, please. Oh. You rarely see that in a meat tray, do you?
No, well, that's it. It's a lot of rissoles and a lot of sausages normally. Yeah. Not a lot of pork belly and lamb.
And thin steaks as well, you know. So when you see lamb, you're like, happy days, we're on here.
That's it.
Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, 4967-405 is that magic number. Donis, mate, tell us, what's the best meat raffle around Newey and the Hunter?
Man, you got to go to Terrelba Lakeside Fishing Club. Join up just for the raffles, and you ain't even got to fish. I kid you not.
Oh.
So is it like a seafood raffle?
Yeah, you come through. Like, when you join up as a member, they always, like, every gathering, they have a meat draw for their raffles. So it's like you automatically put in when you pay your dues. So you get, like, 4 free raffle tickets or 3 free ones. I won about 3 or 4 times every time, so I ain't even gonna lie. I want to share the love.
You know? That's unbelievable.
So you might want to join just to get the meat. That's what I'm trying to say. You heard me?
All right. What? Once again, what's the name of it?
Terrelba Lakeside Fishing Club.
See, that's a hidden gem right there.
Yeah,
it's in the bowling club. It's in Terrelba Bowling Club. That's the way that club at. I'm telling you, that's the little secret cherry.
I love that. Well, there we go. Some of the secret gems. You get yourself a ham this weekend, right?
And failing that, off to Adonis' place for a barbecue. Yeah. By the sound of it. Seems like he's loaded.
He's got all the meat.
The Novos. New FM. To you.
All right, yet another chance for a local to get a prize this morning. How about this? $50, all thanks to Singo's. You can choose some delicious meat there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Singo's, the lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits today. We were just talking about meat raffles as well. This is even, better than the meat raffle.
100%.
You get to pick whatever you want.
Yeah.
You get to go in and go, yep, bit of that, bit of that, bit of that, no dramas. Pick your own spread. How good's that?
Excellent indeed. Now, if you want to win that
$50 worth of meat. Here's how you do it. Call up now, 4967-4105. Play Would I Lie to You. Here's how the game works. Two of us will be, I guess, giving a pitch saying that we've got something in front of us, a certain item, but one is telling the truth, one is telling a lie. It's your job to figure out who is telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, you get yourself the voucher.
You basically
simple as that.
Become like a sniffer dog at the airport today. And you're like sniffing through and you're going,
is that it?
And then you sit next to the bag, which you think is full of rubbish. And then if you can do that, of course, you get yourself $50 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo's. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Yeah, we're heading to Fishing Point. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, you excited? You understand how the game works? All ready to go?
Yeah, I am.
All right, well, let's get into this then, because we've got to try and figure out the rubbish and work out who's telling a lie amongst the two of these sitting across from me here in studio. So let's go. Let's get Ari to pitch her item first.
Oh, ladies first.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. So here's what I've got with me in studio today. It's a Christmas dog toy stocking. It's got four pieces, four separate toys. They're chewable, they squeak, they're from Big W, they're perfect for your furry friend this Christmas. So I've got a present to give Miss Jess and her dog Alfred today. So that's what I've brought into the studio. It's wrapped in plastic though, if you can kind of hear that. It's it's not one of those cardboard stockings. So, so that's basically what I've got with me today.
All right. Pitch number one is Ari's dog stocking getting in the festive season. Karevo, mm-hmm. What have you got to counter that?
So, I don't know if you remember a while ago on the show, Stephen pretended to bring in a tech deck, like the mini skateboard for kids that they play with their fingers. I've decided this week to actually bring in a tech deck. Now, this one, it's an older one, and it's missing a wheel. One wheel is off it.
It's had a hard life, has it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. What I'll do, so you can have a listen. Hang on, let me turn the music down. There we go. You can have a listen. I'll run it across the desk, all right?
Right.
There we go.
Enough of that. Okay, so what we've got, Brittany, is supposedly Crevo's tech deck or supposedly Ari's dog stocking.
You got to figure out who has the real item here. Do you want to ask any questions? Maybe first to Ari.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a squeaky toy in it?
Yes, it does. It's a little penguin, actually, that squeaks.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Is there any follow-up questions?
Yeah.
Come on, you know you want to ask it.
I don't think I've seen a penguin in a dog.
You know what, Brittany? You're not asking it, so I'm going to ask it. Can we hear it squeak, please, Ari?
Do you really want to hear it squeak?
We do want to hear it squeak, please. All right, there you go. That is the penguin squeaking in Ari's dog stocking. Have you got any questions for Crevo, Brittany?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Tech deck with one wheel missing, apparently.
It's an interesting sound.
All right. I mean, they've done a pretty good job of, I guess, just talking through their behinds this morning, Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think is telling the truth? Who do you think has the real item in front of them?
I think Ari.
So you think, just for clarification, that Ari's dog stocking is real?
Yeah.
All right. We've locked it in. We can now reveal... Unfortunately, not correct. I can't believe it. I saw Ari sweating. I was like, let's try and make her do this dog squeak. Actually fairly convincing.
Was it though?
Yeah, obviously it was. Sorry about that. Unfortunately, you get nothing.
We're going to be exposed.
Uh-oh.
Because what? The list has dropped. Of the most Google searches in 2023.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're in a bit of strife here, I think.
Yeah, yes. So this is for Newcastle, yeah?
Yeah, so we'll look at Newcastle's most Google searches 2023. I'll run you through some of the lists and we can have a bit of a chat about some of the ones that stand out, I suppose.
Okay.
So, first on the list was the most popular how-to queries on Google for 2023.
Interesting.
Oh, I love these.
So, top three were, number one, how to watch the Women's World Cup. Beautiful. Up the tillies.
Yeah,
indeed.
Number two, how to lock Facebook profile. And number three was how to vote in the referendum. So some pretty big events, I guess, knocking around this year.
Yeah.
And I do like this as well, because it's kind of like a time capsule into, it's a rewind of the year that was.
Yeah, you're right.
So also of note, well, number five was how to get rid of my AI on Snapchat.
Ooh.
And number six was how to get my AI on Snapchat. So some conflicting searches there. Yeah. Some people
both loving it and not loving
clearly
it.
Clearly the AI on Snapchat, quite polarising.
Indeed.
Next on the list was most searched news events. The top three was number one, the Optus outage.
Of course.
Oh. Number three was referendum results. And in the middle, we had at number two, the war in Israel and Gaza. But Optus outage,
that ruined us.
Well, what's funny about that is so many people would have been Googling what's going on and they wouldn't have got results because I don't have any signal.
That's it. I mean, it didn't matter where you were around Newcastle. Yeah. It affected everyone.
Yeah. It most certainly did. Most searched sport events of the year, Cricket World Cup, Ashes Women's World Cup.
That's standard.
Three?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm surprised the Knights went further up.
Right? But,
up the Knights, indeed.
In fact, I've got this ready for it.
Go the Knights.
Go the Knights. Most search entertainment queries of 2023. No surprises. Oppenheimer number one, Barbie number two, number three, and I think this was solely our producer, Scott Chippy from Pell, Taylor Swift tickets in at number three.
He was constantly searching every time there was a resale. Yeah. Partially obstructed view. Totally obstructed view. He was totally interested.
Now, we have the most Googled Aussies of 2023, and it's Matilda 1-2 finish. We've got Sam Kerr, Mary Fowler as our top two.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Michael Clarke rounds out the top three, and then we've got Reese Walsh and Wonky Eye Dan Andrews.
Four and five.
Yeah. And then a bit of Newcastle flavour in there as well. Tim Zoo is number seven.
Of course, our very own.
Kathleen Folbig is number eight. Oh. What a drama that was this year.
Yeah, it really was. Confusing.
All right, most search recipes for 2023.
Oh, this is a bit of you,
Crevo. Now I'm ready.
There's some good ones in here. I mean, like, chicken halloumi recipe is somehow in at number five. I don't even know what that means.
That's a bad combination waiting to happen.
Number two was the Grimace shake recipe. This was at Macca's. I think Grimace is their, like, big purple blob mascot. They put out a bunch of, like, I think they put out a McFlurry based on him as well, and all these kind of menu items. And number one was the coronation quiche recipe, which, again, like, a look back in time, how funny was that during the coronation? The king was like, you know what, we want to have a quiche when the world was in an egg shortage.
That's right.
People couldn't get eggs. They were like, max of one dozen per customer per transaction, stuff like that.
It didn't matter whether you're in Broadmeadow or out at the bay, you couldn't get an egg to save yourself.
Well, that's it, absolutely. We were in an absolute shortage. So how out of touch do you have to be to do that? The final thing was popular DIY searches on Google for 2023. How to make a paper popper. It was in at number one.
Never heard of it.
Rosemary water, number two. Kinetic sand in at number three.
That would be fun.
I have no idea what any of this stuff even is.
Yeah, Newcastle. What are you doing?
My favourite one, number seven, how to make a DIY ice bath. Now, I'm not a genius, but you get a bath and you put some ice in it, don't you?
Down to the servo and get a couple of bags and your job's done.
Yeah.
Some people they Google things that they don't need to, I think is what we learn there.
And unfortunately, you have been exposed.
Indeed.
Now for the weather from UFM's Weather Whiz Kid, Jackson.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Jackson Strons and I am 10 years old in 34H at Wardsend Public School and I am today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny with tops of 31 degrees. Right now in Kintara it's 23 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Yeah. Well done. Hey, absolutely smashed it, mate. Well done. You were saying as well, last week of school this week.
Yeah.
Pretty excited for the holidays.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to, anything you got like lined up to do?
No, not really.
Just chilling out. Maxing, relaxing.
Yeah. I'm envious. Well, well done, mate. Congratulations. You've absolutely smashed that. But the three of us, we're in, unanimous decision that you've absolutely done a great job.
Absolutely.
But our score doesn't matter. No. The score that does matter is Jess from the newsroom, our most reputable journalist in the building. Jess,
What do you think of Jackson's read this morning?
Hey, Jackson, you did so, so good. If I could give a higher score than 10 out of 10, I would. Absolutely awesome. 10 out of 10.
Oh, 10 my out God. Of 10.
So good.
Well done. I get to win it like that.
Jackson
10 out of 10.
He's just shrugged his shoulders as well. He's gone, yeah, I know. No, great. No, that was great.
I didn't worry about it.
Smashed it. Absolutely smashed
and
it.
And if we're all a little bit quiet for a second,
yeah,
you can just hear the sweat hitting the floor in the newsroom. Flop. Not Jess worried about her job.
Indeed.
I think Jackson could be coming in next year to fill those shoes. Congratulations.
Anytime, Jackson.
Simple as that.
You've scored yourself your very own birthday party as well at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play times to stay all day. They open out Charlestown and Green Hills. Now, you can book at kidsworldplay.com.au or, just like Jackson, you can head to newfm.com.au, register to be the new FM Weather Whiz Kid, and you can win it on us. Well done, mate. You've absolutely smashed it.
Good job. Enjoy. Simple as that. Like Stephen said, register now if you want to be the next Jackson, if you will.
All right, team. Now, I've seen something really interesting online, and I want to get your opinions about it.
Okay.
So an Aussie bride has actually caused a stir online, asking her guests who didn't show up to her wedding to actually reimburse her the costs that it took away.
Oh, hold on. So what? She's gone, oh, you're a no-show, so you got to pay for your chicken or your steak. Whatever. Was that your, meant to be at your seat?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yep.
How much is she charging?
So, just to give you an idea, there were over 10 guests cancelled, blaming it on the cost of travel and stuff, interstate wedding, okay. Blah, blah, blah. But she claims she was $2,000 out of pocket. $2,000.
And she wants to split that amongst the 10 guests who didn't
pretty
rock
much.
Up. So, what's that, $200 each?
$200 a head.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, though. Like, Cozzy lives. I mean, cost of living is through the roof, and it's your day, it's your wedding day, and you're spending money to get all these people that you love come and see you celebrate, but then that happens, so.
It is disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, when people say, I'll be there, and don't show up. Ari, what do you think? Do you think it's all right to charge these people?
I 100% agree. And I'll tell you why. Because it's the most disappointing thing when your friends or a family member doesn't show up, okay? You feel it in your bones. It's sad. But then again, I want my money back.
Yeah, right. So you'd be charging them, no dramas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. What about yourself, Stephen?
I don't think you can charge them. I think maybe what you should do is start implementing the old flight strategy.
What
you know,
do you
mean? Like Qantas or, you know, Jetstar overbook flights with the idea that someone won't rock up last minute.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon you just invite like 3 extra people, then you've got seats to your wedding. And you'll be right. You'll just work it out. Or like 10 extra people, whatever it is. Overbook your wedding.
10% over.
Yeah. And then you can, that gives you wriggle room if people decide to cancel. But I don't think you can charge your guests for not coming to your party.
Or maybe just like ask them to flick you some like, some fuel money.
I don't think you'd charge them anything, if I'm
not
honest.
Not even like $20 or something for the roast chicken?
So.
No,
I don't think you'd charge them a thing.
All right. Instinctively, I also don't think you can charge them. I think it looks cheap.
All right.
Let's, should we go to Jess as well here?
Yeah.
A reputable journalist. Now, you know journalism, so you're qualified to talk about
so
this.
So qualified.
What are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to agree with Ari. Like, if they've said that they're coming and they've cancelled, like, last minute, you've already paid for that head, and if you can't fill the seat, then that's money down the drain. She's absolutely right. She makes a good point.
She does make a good point, and she is qualified.
Yeah, see, exactly.
I still tend to disagree, though. So, I mean, it is 2v2 in studio at the moment, which means we need Newcastle to decide. The magic number is 49674105. And, of course, for getting involved in the show today, you can get yourself in the draw for a sleigh load of toys, all thanks to Casey's Toys. It's worth over $800 on the knocker, actually.
Yeah.
All you got to do is make Santa's nice list by getting on the show. 49674105 is the magic number. Right or wrong to charge guests for not coming to your wedding, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm going to stick by my guns. I just think it feels like a cheapo move.
We'll head first to Arcadia Vale. Morning, Tara. What are your thoughts on this?
Hi, guys. I don't think I would have the courage to charge my guests for not showing up. But at the same time, it would be so disappointing. And I would expect people that I have invited that I care about and should care about, me and my husband, would offer to pay.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, so
something, because everybody knows it costs a price per head and all of that. If they said they're coming, you would expect that.
Mm.
So I would expect my friends to offer something.
Yeah, right. Okay. So essentially you're saying you wouldn't have the courage to do it.
I would accept gifts nonetheless.
Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Let's go to Jordan in Madawi up next. Hey, Jordan, how you doing?
How are you?
Very good. Very what are your good. Thoughts on this?
I'd have to take the girl side of things because I reckon any family or friend that would turn around and say they're coming to your wedding would more than likely be happy to reimburse their spot if for some reason they can't come, unless it's for, say, like a medical reason or something. But other than that, I reckon their RSVP pretty much just signs over liability to them if they don't come.
You reckon
that's the contract,
I agree.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
They've signed the contract by circling
it's a
the little
yet. Contract by saying,
yeah,
I'm coming, I'll see you there.
That's
yeah,
right.
In a court of law.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it would hold in legal proceedings. All right, let's wrap this up in War's End. Morning, Abby, what are your thoughts?
I think it depends on what the circumstances are, to be honest.
Okay, like what?
If there's a, like, exactly a family emergency, I think that's a really good reason, but I believe if they've just doubled up on plans, then maybe it's fair to make them pay.
Yeah, I like that explanation. Yeah, I agree.
And obviously, like, we know life gets in the way sometimes and stuff happens, so that's fair enough.
If you've had a heart attack, I reckon you're scot-free, right?
Yeah.
But if you've just doubled up on plans and liked the sound of a different party better, then...
Supply a doctor's certificate for proof.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Simple as that. If you've got the doctor's certificate, you're scot-free. Well, most points landing on the team girls here, so I think you've won that one. Well done, Ari.
Let's go!
Spoil the kids this Christmas with Casey's Toys, Maitland, Charlestown and Tuggera, or online at caseystoys.com.au. Win $800 to spend in-store with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Are you on Santa's nice list, I wonder?
All right, let's do this. As many people in the draw as we can. Another blitz!
Are you doing it again?
Yeah, I know.
Love
I
love it.
We got growled enough yesterday, Creebo.
Well, you might have, but I just ran away. I just escaped the situation. So, if you want to get on the list, this is the easiest way. 4967 4105. Call now. If you've got a phone and you're a local, you're eligible, basically.
That's it.
It's an amazing prize. $800 would be an absolute game changer for Christmas.
Oh,
right?
There's so much financial pressure around the festive season. Mm. You can get a little help like this and like make the tree look so full underneath.
Oh,
no.
God, it'd be a magical Christmas, wouldn't it?
Indeed. $800 worth. Casey's Toys offering the biggest selection of toys, games, and hobbies this Christmas. Starting off at Raymond Terrace. Jan, you're in the draw.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Simple as that. Let's just keep them going. So
Jan sounds stoked as well. Lots of people to get prezzies for this year.
I know, no doubt. Just as many as we can. Here we go.
All right, let's head over to Lambton now. Vicky, you are also in the draw. Congratulations.
Have you got a cheer squad with you? What's going on, Vicky?
Gosh, too excited to talk. That's fine.
Not often do we leave people speechless with prizes here at UFM.
I know.
She is in the draw and speechless. All right, we'll go to Cameron Park next. Derek, congratulations, mate. In the draw. Well done.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Man, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
That's it. It is indeed. And Maddie,
we're looking for time.
In Boorigal, this has to be the last one.
Oh,
Maddie.
Okay.
All right, you're in the draw, Maddie. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You were telling me you're running the kid into daycare. How old?
He's two.
Oh, that is the most exciting time for Christmas.
All the presents.
Fingers crossed you can get your hands on this $800 prize. It'll be absolutely phenomenal. Like we said, it's all thanks to Casey's Toys. Casey's Toys are offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas.
I love doing that. It's worth a little slap on the wrist. As many as possible. I'm going to do it tomorrow as well.
Yes. Oh, you're crazy.
We are indeed.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, teased it before. Alex Baldwin has absolutely put his foot in it. My old man used to say to me, when you're in a relationship, you're always in the mud. The depth just varies, right?
Jeez, that's a positive outlook, isn't it?
Alex Baldwin must be about 50 feet under at the moment. He's in all kinds of trouble. Okay, I'll set the scene for you. Okay. Basically, on Instagram at the moment, this video is going viral. It's from 1965. It's of Barbara Streisand performing Lover Come Back to Me.
Oh.
So she's on stage, black and white footage, doing a thing, and people are going, oh my god, how cool is this? This footage resurfaced. Alec Baldwin's one of the people who is admiring this footage as well. He's commented on the video, my god, this is the hottest woman ever. Only problem is he's got a wife of like a couple decades.
Indeed.
The comments are showing no mercy. They're going in on him. He would be in so much trouble right now, surely.
I'm thinking he's just going to be sleeping on the couch tonight and probably for the next couple months.
He'd be lucky to be on the couch, I think. Yeah. He has absolutely muddled it.
Yeah, he's now graduated to the outdoor daybed, you know, when couch is too good for you.
I just think, like, if I had done, maybe he's got, like, a lot of celebrities have, like, burner accounts. Maybe he's gone, like, he thinks he's on his burner account.
And he's logged into the, he's just pressed the wrong scroll down on the, on his, you know, Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking about what would happen to me if I'd done something like this. Mm-hmm. And all I say is thoughts and prayers with Alec Baldwin.
He was good actor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. That would be the end. That's the last we'll see of him, though. Yeah. In other entertainment news, a couple of trailers dropping around at the moment. One that you might be interested in, Ari. June 2, Chapter 2, trailer released.
Oh, Tim Chalamet.
Yeah, this has got your mate, Timothy Chalamet, in it. So, obviously, very excited for
a
this.
A look of glee on your face. Indeed.
The drop time has been released for this movie as well. The run time, 2 hours, 46 minutes.
It's a big
too stint. Long.
Mm.
It is long, but in from your view, Ari, it's just like the same money, more Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
So you're good value for money is the way you'd see it, right?
Pure bliss.
There we go. Right.
Well, different strokes for different folks, I suppose. Kung Fu Panda 4 trailer dropping tomorrow as well, which I'm very excited about. This follows the story of Poe as he's chosen to be the spiritual leader now, so he must choose a new dragon warrior to take his place.
Do we know if Jack Black's still in this film?
I would assume so.
Sure.
It's not Kung Fu Panda without Jack Black.
Yeah, but also, Jack Black is a spiritual leader. I mean, that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, but Jack Black is the dragon warrior as well. He's always a bit of a stretch.
Warrior of any sort. I mean, worrying about whether he's got enough, you know, food in the fridge is more his vibe, I would have thought.
Is that right? But no, very excited for that. Obviously, I love the Kung Fu Panda films, especially when I was younger. So, excited to, like, fight off all the little kids in the life of the cinema for this one. Push and shove them out the way.
No doubt.
Final little bit for you guys. Strong rumours, nothing confirmed yet, but hearing, like, pretty reliably down the grapevine, J-Lo starting a new residency in Vegas as of next year.
Oh, I'm going.
Really?
Oh, I would love to go. That's the only reason why I would travel to Vegas, actually.
To see J-Lo.
Yep.
Well, fingers crossed it might mean, you know, like some more shows after that. Getting back in the groove, fall in love with performing again. Who knows, maybe a tour. Fingers crossed. But I'm hearing nothing confirmed yet, so I'll let you know as we know. But strong rumours, J-Lo, new residency 2024 in Vegas.
There we go.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Yeah, good morning. Okay, we've got a bit of good news that's popped up, guys, from my alma mater, University of Newcastle, also Jess's alma mater in the newsroom there.
Yeah.
So Newcastle Uni is celebrating and actually setting up, as we speak, for their biggest graduation ever, with more than 3,300 graduates walking across the stage from today.
Oh, how good is that?
Oh, they're just handing diplomas out of cereal boxes these days, aren't they?
Give it up. Give it up, Steven. A lot of Nova Castrian's been studying hard.
Exactly.
And you're making fun of them.
No. Big congratulations to all those walking across the stage.
Yeah, bigger and better than ever. Also, just as a side note, our uni has officially been ranked in the top 5 preferred universities statewide by incoming students.
There we go.
They're going to be breaking records again next year as well, aren't they?
Such a good uni, that's why.
It is. I will attest to that.
And tis the season.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're all a bit excited because a little secret Santa set up around the team. Everyone knows everyone's personality. Let's get into the gifts because this is the exciting part, the reveal, if you will.
All right, shotgun opening mine first.
Oh, he's so quick.
Yeah, all right, all right.
I've been waiting for too long. It's been sitting in front of me. So it's been nice, wrapped pretty nicely. Nice little bow on it from Santa. And I've got myself, well, here's the number one Xmas fan little bauble to put on my tree decoration.
Nice, I like that. You are a big Christmas
fan.
And
I've got one of those, like, pop figurine things that you get from, EB Games and the Zing as well in the shop. I've got a little Snoop Dogg figurine.
That's perfect.
All right, that's a 10 out of 10.
Santa has looked after me. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead of everyone else and see what I've got. Okay.
Okay, Ari, what have you got here?
I've got a heap of stuff, an eye mask.
I feel like you need to read the tag.
Okay. This is really cute, y'all.
Just a hint.
Okay. You're on brekkie now. You'll need plenty of coffee, self-care and sleep. Remember, it'll always be peachy. So then I've got a little diary that has a peach on it.
Oh, cute.
So cute. I can plan out all my show notes because, you know, I'm all over the place. And then I've got face masks.
Oh, my God.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Watermelon as well. Okay.
Massive strawberry mug. Okay.
Oh, my God.
It keeps going, guys. It keeps going.
You're on the nice list this year.
Some coffee bags.
I'm the nice one out of you boys. I should be getting more presents.
When did Santa become such a nerd? All these gifts.
Robert Timm's coffee bags and also two little candles.
There you go.
Thank you, Santa.
So is that an approved?
That's a big approved.
An early morning starter kit, if you will.
Okay.
All right. Jess, you jump in next.
Here we go. Oh, gosh, it's deep.
What's on there? What does it say?
this one has the IOU
this has a
note.
IOU, oh my goodness. The letters ALF, sorry they got lost. So we've got an E and I.
That's all you get.
That's it.
So
ALF or Alfie.
Alfie. Yeah. So the.
Can I have a half?
So you get a cross for that. You got half a present.
The rest of the gift is on its way. It just got left at home.
I'd be blowing
up
the
North Pole, is it?
Yeah, that's it. It's on its way. So the letters for Alfie. All right. Next is our producer, Chippy. What have you got? It says, read the note first.
Oh, to Bublé, love Santa. Because I can sing really, really well. That would be it. My own Bluetooth microphone. That's a win.
Yeah, you're giving that a thumbs up? All right, brilliant. All right, my turn here.
I love the pink colour on it as well.
Yeah. All right, and I've got... Oh, these are two cups, and this is... One says business, and one says pleasure. That is perfect for me. I'm giving it one of these. Because I do like both business and pleasure. How's this? It's a wine glass and double wall mug set. So I'll be drinking the wine in studio and the beer at home. That sounds perfect. Oh,
thank you, Santa.
Thank you. Santa's been very generous to us this year. Merry Christmas, everyone. And Stephen.
We're wrapping up the show.
Yeah.
And Ari, you're wrapping up for the year as well.
Correct.
Yeah, you're off Thursday, Friday. Also wrapping up, though, is Jess. Wrapping up with us, I guess, forever.
Sorry, I'll play that.
Now you're not actually finishing up with New FM just yet, but you're finishing up with our show and you won't be returning next year. It's sad.
It is so sad
to see you go. And I feel like it is probably now's the best time to sing your praises. I know this will make you uncomfortable and you won't like the compliments because you and I have built this workplace banter relationship up, you know. But I think it is time to probably be candid. I think the show will be lacking a major element next year without you here.
We will miss you so much.
Not only are you an exceptional journalist, but the skill you bring to this show, which is so valuable, is the fact that you can take... Like real news, real like layered news stories, pick out what the most important bit is and then translate it to everyday people like Crevon. I have no idea.
Who don't understand the world around us.
It's so valuable and we're going to miss that so much because I feel like I've learnt so much from your explanations. And normally when I listen to the all big words and stuff, I get muddled and confused. Find a way to penetrate to the, like, everyday listener, which I think is so valuable.
And I can attest to that because I see his little face in here, Stephen, and it's... It's all confused and bewildered. And then you come in with the simple explanation and he gets it, you know? And then we can all share in the joy of what the news is. So thank you for all you've done over the past few years. It has been awesome. We've really appreciated it. And I know so many listeners would have as well. So that's a thank you from them. And we're going to miss you. We really are.
Oh, thank you.
As a token of our appreciation as well, Scott Chippy from Power, our producer, has come in. We've got you just a little bit of a cake.
Oh, yum.
Now, this isn't just any cake, though. This is, I don't know if you remember, Jess, but it went viral a couple months ago when Chris Hemsworth celebrated his birthday. He got this, like, super duper luxe Woolies cake. This is the Chris Hemsworth Woolies cake.
Oof.
Sent the internet into a storm. So you'll be eating. I was just thinking, you know, like you're in that like kind of, you're in that gym. You're always going to the gym and trying to like get swell. There's no one bigger than Chris Hemsworth. If it's good enough for him, I think it's good enough for you.
Aw, thank you guys. And thank you. Like, I've worked with Crevo since I started and you're a legend. Like, it's been so fun working with you guys. I feel like you've made me better too. Like, just with announcing and, you know, it's been so much fun. So I'm gonna miss you. I won't miss the alarm, but I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah.
We made just better by going, has to be dumber.
Make it simpler.
Think
exactly.
Like Steven.
That's outrageous.
On that note, it is a wrap for today. We're gonna enjoy this cake together. We'll see you tomorrow though. And of course, don't forget the winning doesn't stop. Casey's Toys, the $800 voucher that is up for grabs. Got chances to win it all throughout today. Right up through your drive home. We'll catch you tomorrow, except Jess.
And except Ari. See you next year, Ari.
Yeah, we'll see you. Next
on to bigger and better things, Jess.
No doubt.
Best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.